During a September 17 Arcata City Council meeting, a man in the audience stood up and approached council members with what appeared to be a gun in his pocket. Before he got there, the man, Shane Scott Hogan, was restrained and wrestled to the floor by City Manager Merritt Perry, at which point law enforcement officers intervened and arrested Hogan. In addition to the gun Hogan had in his pocket, which turned out to be a Nerf gun, essentially a toy, he also had a butterfly knife and pepper spray on him, according to a press release from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Hogan is known to have attended previous Arcata Council meetings, particularly when the subject of the homeless encampment known as the 40, where he dwells, is discussed. He was booked at the Humboldt County Jail and charged with 6 felonies and misdemeanors. That was 2 weeks ago. Since then, there have been developments in the story. We spoke to freelance reporter Ryan Hudson, who has been gathering new information about this incident. So Ryan, what is the latest on this story? Shane Scott Hogan was arrested and arraigned. What happened next?
He was fairly promptly bailed out. And so within a few days, friends of his had collected bail money to the tune of $1,000 and paid that for him to get released. So he's out on his own recognizance right now. And he only spent a few nights in jail, is my understanding, and has already had a court hearing.
And so what happened at the hearing?
He pled not guilty to all 6 counts, and I'll list them briefly. There's disrupting a public meeting, resisting an officer, assault and battery, a felon in possession of tear gas, which we know to have been pepper spray that was in his pocket and wasn't used. The felon part, felon in possession of a tear gas, that's in relation to charges stemming from an incident out of Fresno, allegedly resisting a peace officer there. In addition to that, there was possession of a switchblade knife and possession of drug paraphernalia. And we do specifically know that that was a cannabis pipe.
And I gather that the district attorney was somewhat surprised by a homeless person raising $1,000 in bail. What's the story there?
Being homeless, he doesn't have a whole lot of money to throw around. So friends did come together, is my understanding, and I have a couple people who have vouched for that, so I can say that that did happen. But at the hearing, the district attorney wanted to know indeed what was his financial situation, so requested that he file a form in order to put on the record what his occupation was, where he lives, how much he makes for money. And part of that is because they want to be sure that he does indeed deserve to have a public defender paid for by the state. So he has to prove what income he does or does not have.
You've spoken to Hogan both before and after the incident. What can you tell us about him and his possible motives that day at the city council meeting?
I don't know a lot about him personally, about his background. I know that he has done some advocacy in Eureka as well as in Arcata now in regard specifically to homelessness issues. He has been kind of living outdoors in this property at the O Street, 10th Street area. It's generally called the 40. By people who live out there. And I have done a lot of interviews out there, so I've come across him a few times. I will say he's always been polite and, you know, cordial, very quiet guy. His nickname is Hush out there, so that's sort of indicative of his personality. So this was surprising to people who are acquainted with him, is what I've been told. This incident, it just didn't seem like it was in character for him. I did go out and find him in the 40 out in Arcata after he had been released on bail, where we talked briefly about what happened and how he was doing now.
Did he tell you why he approached the council members?
Not so much. I mean, he did speak to me briefly about that, but I'm going to keep that off the record. let his lawyers deal with that end of it. He thought it was amusing that he needed to file a financial statement and even joked with me that he offered the district attorney to come out and have dinner with him because, of course, his door was wide open, he said. So, you know, you get a sense of a personality, but also a sense of frustration for the circumstances of, you know, experiencing homelessness.
So Shane Scott Hogan is out on $1,000 bail. He'll need to fill out that financial statement. And then there is a jury trial set for November 17, which we will, of course, be following and reporting on. But a man approaching city council members with a knife, a pepper spray, and a gun, even if the gun turned out to be a toy, that's a scary scenario. Do you know if the Arcata City Council is changing the way they conduct public meetings in the future?
I did speak with City Manager Merritt Perry about that question. How does he feel about City Hall meetings going forward and generally with the current political climate? And he was apprehensive. He was not sure how they were going to make adjustments, but he did indicate that he wanted to tighten up security a little bit and just monitor particularly City Hall meetings where they expected there to be any kind of contentious public comment period. And Lieutenant Scown told me that he believed that this particular thing involving Hogan was an isolated incident, but certainly they would be assessing things going forward. And I do know that, for instance, this Wednesday's meeting, they are setting up new stanchions to sort of control the flow in and out of City Hall for public comment periods specifically, you know, like you might see at a museum or at a TSA airport check-in. So people are going to be a bit more controlled in the way that they engage the city council, I think, at least in the immediate period going forward.
That was freelance reporter Ryan Hudson on the September 17 incident at Arcata City Hall. Ryan has done extensive reporting on the homeless encampment in Arcata, known as the 40, and you can find it on YouTube by searching for Humboldt Freelance Reporting. My name is Sigurbjörn, reporting for KMUT.